Een tijdje terug waren we aanwezig bij het festival Into the Great Wide Open op Vlieland om daar muzieksessies op te nemen met een aantal optredende artiesten. En vannacht hoort u de sessie die we daar hebben opgenomen met William Fitzsimmons.
Yeah, my name is William Fitzsimmons and I make really sad music most of the time. Secondhand Smoke is It's a song about trying to get past the fog of your own self-deception, I guess. That's a little bit heady. It's really just about being hurt and not knowing what to do. But it's about, generally it's about like the smoke or the fog that you create in a relationship when you're together for a long time and you kind of lose sight of the direction you should be going. You know, you're sort of caught in that fog, that smoke. And then you don't know where to go.
White lines, white skies and light through a sliding glass door. Woke up, washed off the secondhand smoke. Time did what time does and burned all the days and years. Washed off the secondhand smoke.
Where did we go so wrong?
I was hiding from the rain and the rolling thunder.
Where do we go from here?
I'll be hoping that somebody won't break my cover. Plans and wash dancing. How do I turn back time? Lay down and breathe in the secondhand smoke. These lines which bind it, you'll never wash me off. Throw it on somewhere in secondhand smoke.
Where do we go so wrong?
I was hiding from the rain and the rolling thunder.
Where do we go from here?
I'll be hoping that somebody will break my cover.
Angela is, it's not about someone named Angela, but it is about someone with a name, but I thought I should change it. It's, sometimes when you write songs, they get so personal, that you maybe go just a little bit too far in the personal direction. So you pull it back so that it can still communicate with other people, you know, but still, you're still explaining your heart and the things you need to say. So, yeah, Angela is a. It's a song about still having feelings and still wanting to be with someone even after they maybe betray you, or you know, it's a complicated feeling, but it's one that I would rather not understand. But you know, I think it's something that people feel all the time. Human beings, we tend to hurt each other like really well, you know. So yeah, but it's a song that's saying that even after you're hurt, sometimes you still have a very strong feeling.
Just not made for each other. Hell, I don't care, you're the best thing that I've ever found. Sooner or later we end up as fragile compartments, tired of carrying a soul so far from home. I never said I was scared of eventually dying. My only fear is I might have to do it alone. Wherever you go, I will find you. I will find you. Sometimes at night I can still see you lay beside me. About all the hurt that you're leaving behind. They tell me Jesus can fix all of us that need healing. Wonder if you'll think of me when you open your eyes. Wherever you go, I will find you. I will find you, Angela. Wherever you go, I will find you. I will find you.
Never Really Mine is, ironically, I got help writing that song from my wife, who ended up being the subject of the song over some time. It's funny how those things work, but, yeah, that's, I'm still trying to figure out what that means, and that's not, I'm not trying to be, dramatic or anything, but I think there's a part of the song which is kind of walking away from somebody. But the other part of the song that I'm realizing is it's about realizing that you're, even when you're married or you're in a relationship or whatever, that you're still a separate person, and more importantly for me, the other person is still a separate person, and they get to be a person with their own dreams and opinions and feelings, and anger and, you know, all those things. So I wanted to write something that sort of helped me confirm that. I have a hard time remembering important things. So I feel like if I write a song about it, it helps it sort of stick to my brain a little better.
Did I meet you in the morning? I could never tell. We were coming down together, sitting by the mission bell. I was so overwhelmed with sadness when I heard what you'd become. Maybe someone's waiting for you in a city further on from here, but I'm not coming back for you. I'm not coming. Filthy floor. As another comes to see her, I can hear them through the door. All night, now walk beside the water. As the sun begins to break, 20 miles outside Boston, I don't see your face anymore, but I'm not coming back for you. 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 You were never really mine. Never really mine at all. Never really mine at all.
Wait for Me is it was a conversation. It was from a real conversation, and it was the last song I wrote from my new record. And right before I went down to finish the record in Nashville, I had this talk with my wife, and essentially it was, we were both asking each other the question, you know, how long are you willing to take this, you know, and we were also asking the question of ourselves too. And it's this funny thing about you know, you can walk away from something really, like little tiny decisions make big changes in life. You know, if I called my wife and I said, you know what, it's done, or, you know, that would affect my life and her life and our children's lives, and it's all these big things. But it seems like such a small thing. It's the decision can take as much time as deciding what you want for lunch. You know, if you let it. It was. I think more than anything, it was me asking myself how far was I willing to go, and I'm still waiting. So it's It's further than I thought, but it seems like the right thing to do, just to be patient sometimes.
Doesn't matter to the sun if we find it out that both of us were wrong. Is it too late now? It hurts so much to say that it's over now. Gave yourself away and you told me how. Can you wait for me? Can you wait for me? Doesn't matter anymore. Have I gone too far? You found another one to love, but she still broke my heart. Can you wait for me? Can you wait for me?
William Fitzsimmons was dat, opgenomen tijdens het festival Into the Great White.